immersed in the movement at 5 years old. I don't come tonight representing any organization, but I come to talk about faith and morality. I'm a preacher and I'm a theologically conservative liberal evangelical biblicist. I know it may sound strange, but I'm a conservative because I work to conserve a divine tradition that teaches us to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. I've had the privilege of traveling the country with the Reverend Dr. James Forbes and Reverend Dr. Tracy Blackman and Sister Simone Campbell. As we are working together in the revival and calling for a moral revolution of values. And as we travel the country and we see some things, that's why I'm so concerned about those that say so much about what God says so little, while saying so little about what God says so much. And so, in my heart, I'm troubled, and I'm worried by the way faith is cynically used by some to serve hate, fear, racism, and greed. We need to heed the voice of the scriptures. We need to listen to the ancient chorus in which deep calls unto deep. The prophet Isaiah cries out, "What I'm interested in seeing you doing," says the Lord, "as a nation is, pay people what they deserve. Share your food with the hungry. Do this, and then your nation shall be called a repairer of the breach." Jesus, a brown-skinned Palestinian Jew, called us to preach good news to the poor, the broken, and the bruised, and all those who are made to feel unacceptable. Our Constitution calls us to commit our government to establish justice, to promote the general welfare, to provide for the common defense, and to ensure domestic tranquility. Now, to be true, we have never lived this vision perfectly, but this ought to be the goal and the heart of our democracy. And when religion is used to camouflage meanness, we know that we have a heart problem in America. There have always been forces that wanted to harden, even stop the heart of our democracy. But there have also always been people who stood together to stir what Sister Dorothy Day called a revolution of the heart, and what Dr. King called a radical revolution of values. I say to you tonight that some issues are not left versus right, or liberal versus conservative. They are right versus wrong. We need to embrace our deepest moral values and push for a revival.
cannot protest. When can I speak out? When can I show frustration and anger? When I march, you can dim me. When I talk on the internet, you can dim me. When I say it on television, you can dim me. Anywhere in the public square where black people talk about this and just basically say a simple affirmation that black lives matter, that our lives have value, we are constantly ridiculed and criticized. When is the appropriate time that in every single conflict this country has ever had, black people have fought in it and fought with honor and value? Only to come home to discrimination and subjugation and oppression. I would think if anyone has the right to speak out against the injustices of America, it is black folks, because they have shed blood, sweat, tears, and toil for it. I come from a people who have died for the simple right to vote, for the simple right to walk down the streets, for the simple right to use the same bathroom as their white counterparts. Don't I have value? Don't I have meaning? Don't you look at me and see a man that bleeds the same blood that you do? You used us to build this country, and we didn't get any reparations for that. I'm still waiting for my 40 acres in the mule. And I know black folks who are upset about that, and they should be. We're not protesting the flag. We are using this opportunity because we know what the flag represents, which is freedom of speech. We know what the flag represents.